Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Thank you to you lot for updating me on what the Radio 1 DJs have been saying this weekend. I tell you what, the weekends are filth on Radio 1 these
days.
You should tune in, tell you. Annie Mack, 123 on Saturday.
That's how I like it, Sue. Keep bouncing.
Annie Mack.
Revolting.
Annie Mack, attractive girl, really hot, yeah? Do you not think, though, she might be a little bit stereotypically Irish in bed?
Oh, that's how I like it. Keep bouncing. Top of the morning.
That's how I like it, Sue. Keep bouncing.
Do you know what I'm saying?
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Chloe.
Hello, Scott.
You okay?
I am. I've got a bit of an issue.
Right.
God, I went to the cinema with my boyfriend Saturday night. Well, I say my boyfriend, this guy I've been seeing for a couple of weeks.
Okay.
We went to see the new Sandra Bullock film, Premonition.
Oh, was it like any good?
Well, it's emotional in parts. And some bits, my boyfriend just started, like, blabbing his eyes out. Like, not even just welling up, proper crying.
No. What, in the cinema?
In the cinema. It was really embarrassing.
Like sobbing,
chapping. It was bad. Everyone was looking. And I put my arm around him to say, like, oh, come on, there, shush now. Yeah, it just never happened. It was so bad.
There, shut up.
What am I going to do? I mean...
I thought you girls are supposed to like a sensitive man these days.
Yeah, but not that sensitive.
I mean, I've been in the cinema many a time and I've had a tear in my eye, you know?
Have you ever cried at a Sandra Bullock film? Tell the truth.
I don't think it matters what film it is. I've never...
That wasn't a denial for a minute then. Have you actually cried at a Sandra Bullock film?
I found Miss Congeniality 2 extremely emotional.
Did you not think Keanu Reeves would save that bus? Was that it?
Oh, please don't go below 60, Sandra. Was he doing that thing where he was speaking but you couldn't understand what he was saying because he was crying so much?
It was
I just want to do my what?
And then he was like, have you got tissue? And I was like, oh my God, this is so bad.
See, Laura cries like that. I found her on holiday once behind a plant pot crying like that. But she had had a lot of gin.
Exactly. She has an excuse.
And she's a girl.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God, Scott, what am I going to do? Seriously.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Do you remember this? On Friday, I told you that the downstairs flat from me had put a small, like a shaving mirror, I would say, propped up on bricks at a certain angle in their garden, which is below my kind of kitchen window,
yeah,
so that they can blatantly see into my house.
Well, that's what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah. Right, the mirror is still there.
Right.
Has been all weekend. Now, this morning, I wake up, look out the kitchen window, and, yeah, the mirror is still there on the floor. That's all fine. It's moved a little bit. I think the wind kind of moved it a bit.
Unless they wanted a better angle.
Mm-hmm. Now there's another one. Exactly the same kind of mirror, in the tree right opposite.
Right.
Now, you thought I was being paranoid before. What do you think now?
I still probably believe...
What, two mirrors? One of them directly opposite my flat, yeah, like, but at kitchen level,
yeah, but that
in a tree?
Yeah, but that text we had said that Philip and Fern had been saying that that is the must thing the thing to have this summer.
Must thing have is
mirrors in the garden.
And also, if you can surely see into their house, then they can see into your house. So, like, you can spy on them as well as them spying on you.
No.
Yeah. That's right, isn't it? The
angles...
Because
I'm above.
Yeah, but if they can see you, then you should be able to see them. That's science. I'm brave.
I really don't think that is science, but... No, not necessarily. No, I don't know. It depends on the angle.
Exactly.
I think you're being paranoid.
Many
well,
are. More
two
importantly,
mirrors now.
More importantly, if they are spying on you, have you given them a flash?
Yeah, I said on Friday I flashed
yeah,
them.
Yeah, no, but over the weekend,
oh,
have you
no,
given
I haven't
them
done
a
anymore.
Few more little treats?
No, not anymore.
I think you might be going slightly bonkers. Remember, like, Paul Nichols in EastEnders a few years ago covered his whole flat in foil?
Yeah, you'll say you'd be wrapping
That's
yourself
him.
In foil.
Yeah.
Didn't he have a foil hat as well?
Yes.
No. Don't people wear them as well to try and so that when the TV licensing people come round? They think
it's... Hang on. Right. People wear foil hats for when the TV licensing people come round.
No, they cover their the foil in TV. I heard that once.
They cover their TV in foil.
So it doesn't get picked up by the vans.
You have lost it.
And wear a foil hat.
That's just something that I thought they did. I thought everyone
knew
that.
Believe anything, don't you?
Yeah.
You
Scott Mills.
No, seriously.
Hello.
Hello, who are you?
I'm Claire.
Where are you, Claire?
I'm in Wiltshire at the moment, in Swindon.
What are you saying?
Well, I've got a crier as well. The other night he cried for 3 hours and I didn't know what to do, so I just read a magazine. I was so goddamn bored, I didn't know what to do.
Oh, no.
Yes, he's terrible. I've only been with him about 4 months and I've seen him cry 5 times.
That's a lot, isn't it?
And I want to finish with him, but I don't know how to, because I think, well, if I finish with him, he's just going to start crying. So I might send him an email and just do it that way. A little sad face at the end.
That's horrible.
No, it's not. It's terrible. I like a man to be a man, not to cry.
Why does he cry?
I don't know. It can vary from many different things, from I don't want to go out with him that evening, or... You know, a puppy dog died on the telly or something. I don't know. It's
Do you
really
know what? I have to stand up for him a little bit because we just can't win. Sometimes you want a man to be a real man and then we've got to be sensitive and, oh, dear.
Yeah, there's sensitive and then there's just wet. That's just wet. It's too much. Far too much.
Okay,
yeah, crying
so,
occasionally.
For
know,
example, but... the other night when you were reading your Bella magazine or whatever and he was crying, what was that over?
I think that was... I did actually try to finish with him and he just started crying and... But it was like proper crying, you know, where he can't breathe. He goes, and I just thought, oh God, what's that all about? That's just not right.
Hang on, so you finished with him? He cried for 3 hours, and you just read a magazine?
No, I felt guilty and got back with him.
Radio One.
Radio One podcast.
Ah, you see, on unofficialmills.co.uk, they found a story from the Scotsman newspaper. A couple in Aberdeen wrapped their television in a parcel of tinfoil to try to avoid paying their licence. You see, I'm not going mad.
I thought Geek World would know something about this. That doesn't surprise me in the slightest.
They believe the silver foil would make their set invisible to high-tech detector vans.
Yeah, but if you're driving the detector van round, then even if your TV has tinfoil on it, surely if you just looked up on the roof, you would see an aerial.
Yeah.
Or a satellite dish. And that would be a bit of a clue.
Alternatively, you could try turning the TV off, of course, because you wouldn't be able to watch anyway because it's covered in foil.
Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.